Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-host, Ryan Searfoss. Ryan, how are we doing? Playoffs winding down, Super Bowl right around the corner, new league year right around the corner. How are we feeling?
It's been draft season for 2 weeks.
Yeah. For me.
About three for you.
Yeah.
But no, the playoffs have been awesome, but soon as Baltimore's eliminated, I immediately go to playoffs or go to draft the next day.
Yeah, that tends to happen. That's been the last, 10, 11 years for me, 12 years, I think.
Yeah. Well, at least you get to dream about different positions every year. It's every year I just dream of a wide receiver, and then every year I get disappointed.
Yeah. No, this year we're dreaming of Lamar Jackson.
Shut your mouth.
Well, draft season's right around the corner, and we're going to do plenty of talking about draft prospects. But today, let's take a little peek at some of the players that might be hitting free agency and what that might do to their fantasy value. So before we get into all that, we got to remind you about the insane value that comes with being a Rookie Big Board patron. Like we just said, it is draft season. There's no better place to be getting your info and be signed up with. You can become a yearly patron, save 15% now. It's $30 a year. You get access to Matt's Rookie Big Board, our consensus dynasty rankings, Debbie rankings, the rookie prospect guide as everything comes out. It's a truly terrific value. And if you want to be ahead on 2023's rookie draft and then get the early jump on 2024 and everything and beyond, you got to get these ridiculously valuable resources offered by the Rookie Big Board team, available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard.
When you join, sign up for the mock drafts because it keeps live ADP data and shows the trends as it goes in the tool we have. And it's awesome.
It is very cool. It's a very neat thing. Foss is going to keep everybody on their toes. I slowed the mock down today.
I yelled at him a few times, but my job is to keep going.
Yeah, he was gentle. He was gentle. Firm but fair.
That was warning number one, sir. You do it again. F around and find out. You know how to
do it. Yeah, I hear you.
Mocks are awesome, and the fact it keeps track of everything as you go, and you know real time who's going where by smart people, it's really good.
Yeah, the Discord is it's popping off. The mocks are in there. There's a ton of great insight from everybody. I mean, not only just from us and Matt and John Lobb and everybody that's in there, but all the patrons posting a ton of great stuff too. So get signed up, patreon.com/rookiebigboard, and get ready to win some fantasy championships, man. Free agency right around the corner. Some players hitting the market. We joked about Lamar Jackson. Let's start with quarterback. Lamar will get tagged or signed. We know this.
Tag and trade is the worst case scenario.
Are there any quarterbacks of real fantasy merit, whether it be in the short or long term, that you expect to be on the move this season, or guys that maintain kind of similar value if they are sticking in their current spots?
I mean, there's a few, like, I don't want to say big name quarterbacks, but good enough name quarterbacks who played very well this year. The two, I think, you can tell me if you disagree, Geno Smith and Daniel Jones. I don't think either one goes anywhere, do you?
No, I think that worst case, Seattle tries to buy itself some time and franchise Geno for a year, but I think they probably work out, like, an extension that's 3 years with most of the guaranteed money in 2 years, something like that. And I think the Giants will extend Daniel Jones. Honestly, I think Jones did too much good this season with no offense to Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins and that crew, but really not a very good group of pass catchers at all outside of Saquon. So I think you got to give Jones, legitimate receivers and another year in that Dable system.
I think he does better next year. Like,
I think so too.
Year two in the system, hopefully, I mean, that receiving core is going to get much worse, or could get much worse. It's probably an ascending group. Like, he could really have a solid breakout. It's late. Most people expect for a quarterback, but it happens.
And if he was, I mean, no, like, Coach way around adult. It, he was a valuable, I mean, he was a QB1 for fantasy purposes this year. So.
Yeah. And he took him to the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, the like you said, the supporting cast likely doesn't get much worse. They probably add him at least a weapon, if not a couple weapons in terms of receivers. I don't really know how it gets a whole lot worse for him.
No,
I just think he's a name that people don't want to buy into in fantasy because it, I don't know, you know, the stigma of that draft class, and it didn't feel good early in the career, but gotta adapt.
Tom Brady's a big one.
Do you think he retires or do you think he keeps playing?
I think he keeps playing. I don't think he plays in Tampa. If he does,
Vegas.
I don't know. Probably Vegas. Where else do you think he could land where he actually – I mean, any team's probably going to start him, but it has to be a team that thinks they're on the verge. It may not be, but thinks they are.
San Fran?
Dude, why? Are you just trying to trigger me? Tom Brady to the Jets?
Wouldn't that be so weird?
For a year? Like, there's really not many starting quarterback opportunities available.
I think Vegas makes some sense just with the McDaniels connection. They obviously are going to need a quarterback. It does feel also like I get them wanting, I don't know if wanting to move on, but I get like the thought process behind like, okay, maybe it's time to move on from Carr and try something else. But also you could do a lot worse than Derek Carr.
I mean, right? Carr, he's good as gone.
Oh, yeah. Carr's out of there.
Like, he should be on this list, too, because he's not listed as a free agent yet.
But yeah, true. So, I don't know. I could see Brady to Vegas. I don't know how I guess it's exciting in the sense of Davante Adams will still be there. But I don't know. I don't know how, like, inspiring it is for me from a fantasy perspective.
I mean, he would force feed Davante Adams, at least.
He would, yeah. We know he'd still get the targets for sure.
And oh my god, he and Waller would also just be eating there.
I guess we should mention like the three, like the couple quarterbacks that, like we said, tag and trade is the worst case scenario for Lamar. Carr will get traded or cut, even though he's not on this free agent list. And it seems like there's a real shot Aaron Rodgers gets dealt. So even though he's not a free agent,
I feel like the Aaron Rodgers getting dealt thing happens every year. And we always talk about it, it never happens. I don't believe it. They already said they won't trade him in the NFC. They stated that.
Yeah.
That cuts the league in half. And
I know an AFC team.
The Jets.
Quarterback. can we get like a – here's the thing with trading for Aaron Rodgers. If the Jets are to trade for Aaron Rodgers, can we get – why? Aaron Rodgers chucking tutties to Garrett Wilson? Come on.
I mean, that'd be cool. But, like, man, I don't know. How much gas he really got in the tank?
Well, that's just...
Don't you want a young quarterback in that young group?
Who's the young quarterback, though?
I don't know. And it would be you guys are drafting the wrong one.
Yeah. Like, they're going to come. Like, I really feel pretty certain that they'll do everything they can. And it'll be one of, you know, Rodgers, Carr, or Garoppolo. And they're all old, like, dude, not all as old as Rodgers, but none of them are that young.
Carr could do very well there.
Yeah, it still probably feels like the most likely one to me.
I think Carr would do well there, and I bet Washington could be on the radar.
Yeah.
Because they draft late enough, their quarterbacks suck, and they know it. Carr can do good, and he could help that team.
Sam Howell 2023 campaign. Come on.
I would love that, but we know that ain't happening. If he went there, how would you feel about the fantasy value for everybody?
Carr? If Carr went to Washington?
Yeah.
I'd feel pretty good about it.
I think, like, he helps everybody.
Yeah, I would like it for Dotson and McLaurin. By that same token, I think it's good for Derek Carr. Like, that's a pretty good group of pass catchers.
More red zone ops for Brian Robinson. Like,
yeah.
I think it'd be an ideal landing spot for him.
Yeah, that could be an interesting one. Any other interest in any of, like, the, you know, the low-level names? Jacoby Brissett. Sam Darnold. Baker Mayfield. No, I'll tell you. Let me tell you what. Baker Mayfield is gonna play somewhere. Games. He's gonna start somewhere in 2023. And honestly, Sam Darnold might too.
I was gonna say, what about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, the Jimmy thing. Like, I keep it's easy, but I keep connecting like the Jimmy and Tom dots back to Las Vegas.
Jimmy, if Tom doesn't go to Vegas and retires. That could be very likely for Jimmy.
But here's what I don't understand from the Vegas perspective. Is Jimmy better than Derek Carr?
No.
So what's the point?
The grass is always greener. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
because the what's the Derek Carr contract? I'm pulling it up right now. I think he's due like $35 million, something like that.
Something crazy.
All right, so his 2023 cap hit is $35 million, 34.9, call it.
Okay. What's the dead?
5.6.
Yeah, I cut him. If it's only $5.5 million.
But if you're going to move on from Carr, and if Las Vegas's plan is to, you know, if their plan was sign Jimmy G,
I don't think
you're signing Jimmy G at like a huge discount.
No, their plan is to woo Tom Brady, and if that doesn't work, Jimmy G.
Hope Jimmy's the fallback.
Could the Colts – you think the Colts with any of these guys?
I feel like the Colts have to just draft a guy for once. Like, you can't keep throwing the Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers, like, Band-Aids at everything. And I know we're saying, like, those kind of veteran fixes work for some of these other teams. I just feel like Indianapolis has tried it so many times already.
And just failed.
Yeah, they got it, like, and they might draft a guy. To be fair, I've said I think they'll somehow end up with Will Levis, and that will blow up in their face too. So it might just be that Chris Ballard is not very good at picking the right quarterback. Yeah. But I think you at least got a swing on, you know, trying to draft a young guy.
Yeah, they pick high enough. Well, they will. They should.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that next thing. Now we're getting the draft stuff and just
it's I was gonna say you want to hit the couple tight ends that we want to talk about before we talk wide receivers and running backs, because I think we got the most running backs to talk about. Some sneaky names tight end wise on the market. We were talking Evan Ingram's a free agent, Dalton Schultz is a free agent, Mike Gesicki's a free agent.
I'm interested.
Like, do you think Schultz stays in Dallas?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
I kind of think he walks.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
They really went to him a lot this year.
They did. You think Evan Ingram is back in Jacksonville?
100%.
I think he'd be crazy not to.
You cannot, with the way he ended this season and him, how Trevor Lawrence are clicking, it 100%, you have to bring him back. Like, they played so well together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be pretty short-sighted to not.
Is there anywhere where Schultz could land that you'd like him more?
Probably not. Like you said, they went to him a lot. So I don't know if there's any place that he could really end up where I'd be like, oh, I like this better than his situation in Dallas. I think the one that might be, because I guess, you know, I feel like Schultz could leave, but maybe the need's just not there. The guy I feel like is the biggest lock of, like, the big names to leave is Gesicki.
Yeah, and I heard they tried to, there's been rumors the last, like, couple of years they wanted to trade him.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
I'd be interested in him depending, like, where he lands.
His landing spot, I think, really matters.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you want him to go to a team that does more of a spread offense.
Yeah, and just uses him like a big slot receiver.
Use him as a big slot receiver. Like, I'm trying to think a team would be good. like it's even like Seattle, who's they probably want some blocks a little better than him. Or Detroit, given that big body.
Oh, that'd be kind of
fun. And that crazy offense, I think he could really thrive there. Yes, I forgot Seattle. I had Noah Fant.
It'd be kind of fun.
But somewhere like that, man, where they're just throwing the ball, they're going to throw the ball a ton. Denver to get them a real tight end, like instead of a bunch of people we wish. Somewhere like that where they're just not worried about it at all. And they're just like, dude, just be big and athletic.
Go, yeah, go catch passes.
And leave your gritty at home.
We don't need you to block ever. Leave your gritty at home. Yeah, you know, some interesting names. Evan Engram was, what was he? He was like tight end 5 or something this year, right? And so, Dalton Schultz was a tight end is ridiculous.
It's a nightmare. It really but, so we have tight Schultz was Dalton was 9, Engram was 5, and Gesicki was way down there. I can't even find
him. Yeah, 24.
Yeah, and Gesicki is 24. I think Hayden Hurst probably stays in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of fits there. And any other guys in free agency for tight ends interest you at all?
Not really. I mean, there's undoubtedly names that you'll end up, you know, throwing in a starting lineup at some point during the year.
Irv Smith's an interesting one.
Irv's gonna swerve, baby. This is the year.
Dude. That's 50-year time. That's that 25 season breakout.
Breakout incoming. Incoming. OJ Howard, how about it?
Dude, I don't even want to talk about that. That's just mean.
But yeah, outside. The one other name that I am interested to see what happens with Foster Moreau. Like if he leaves Las Vegas. Because you know, was spending time behind Waller eventually, played a little bit this year. 420 yards, couple touchdowns, not like crazy numbers.
It's not a bad year though.
No, but not a bad year. I think he's like 26. He's a guy that I think could find a bigger role if he does walk in free agency. So that's the like free agent, like, you know, it's a quote unquote sleeper tight end name that I'm interested to see where he ends up. Talk wide receivers before we wrap it up with running backs. I feel like we could spend the most time on running backs.
There's actually a decent like mid-level wide receivers. No one great.
Yeah, it's not like crazy names, but Juju hitting free agency again, Jacoby Myers, Alan Lazard, Darius Slayton, Paris Campbell, Marvin Jones, DJ Chark. Like, these are guys.
You said Jacoby Myers?
Yeah, Jacoby Myers. I think Jacoby Myers and Juju, you know, stand the best, and Lazard, put those three up there and probably have the best chances of getting paid pretty legit money. I think they'll all probably come away what people would consider overpaid just based on there not being like that big star name on the market.
Yeah. I think Myers probably leaves.
I think so.
I don't think they want to pay a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's in a high volume passing offense in that slot receiver role, dude, he's a quarterback's best friend.
Oh, like, yeah.
He landed on the right team with a young quarterback. He could easily be a 125 target guy.
Yeah, he's a good NFL player.
Like how we saw that jump with Christian Kirk, I could see that, something like that.
Yeah. Do you think Juju stays in Kansas City?
Why would he leave?
It's true.
Unless, I mean, he should probably get paid as much as he can because he hasn't got that big contract yet. But we'll see. I think it depends how the rest of this year goes.
Yeah. You think it matters if they, like, if Kansas City wins the Super Bowl, do you think he would be more or less likely to leave?
So I think it goes, if they lose this round, he'll leave.
Okay.
If they win the Super Bowl, he could take, like, he could leave. I think it's a second chance leaving. If they, like, lose in the Super Bowl, I think he stays for a discount. If they lose in the Super Bowl, I think he stays. I know it sounds bizarre, but, like, it's that one, we're this close, let's finish it type
thing. I hope he stays.
I think he's a really good piece for that team.
I hope he stays, and I hope everybody continues to hate him, and I can draft him at a value.
Yeah.
I don't know. People just don't care for him. I know it wasn't like a crazy year, but guy still had just under 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, catch.
26 years old.
Yeah, he can be a solid wide receiver to wide receiver flex for a long time there.
Kind of like, it feels weird to say this, but I'm kind of interested to see what happens with DJ Chark.
I was listening to that. I don't think there's a chance he stays in Detroit.
I don't think so either.
Jameson, his role was stretch the field.
Yeah.
And now Jameson Williams is there.
But he missed some time this year.
Mm-hmm.
Still had like 500 yards. Another team will pay him to do the same thing again. You know, come be a boundary guy that can stretch the field.
I could see him being really overpaid somewhere.
Could definitely happen. And a product of this market where there's not a whole lot out there.
And he's the only one who's like a dead speed guy. Like with breakneck speed, you have a lot of like maybe some quicker guys, but you don't have anything like him on the market. And NFL teams want speed.
What about Paris Campbell? Think he stays in Indy?
Why are we talking about Paris Campbell?
Come on, Paris Campbell, he almost had 600 yards receiving.
He probably stays.
He played in 16 games for once.
And he had 600 yards, I'm saying.
Hey, there was some Sam Ellinger games in there, you know. We got to factor that. The Jeff Saturday-led team.
Yeah.
It's not the most exciting wide receiver group. There's some interesting names, but...
I said, Sharks, right? I bet Sterling Shepard could find a nice role somewhere.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like,
I wonder if the Giants find a way to keep him cheap, just since he can seem like feels like he can never stay healthy. He might just be worth more to them than
might be worth it
anybody else.
And what about Lazard?
That's one that I'm also kind of interested in because you heard him after that game. Like, it sounds like he's done in Green Bay. He said something like, if this was my last game in Green Bay, and it was, or something like that. Like, he sounded like he wasn't even leaving it open to potentially coming back.
Do you blame him?
No, I don't blame him.
I feel like everybody wants to leave Green Bay, but like, I feel like Rodgers didn't treat him great, and he got a lot of bad backlash he didn't deserve. I don't want to be gone too.
Yeah. He's a guy that I feel like for, you know, however many years we've been waiting for, like, oh, the Alan Lazard breakout. Like, he had a fine year, you know, just under 800 yards, but
not what we wanted.
No, not what we wanted, but I do think he'll find some decent coin out on the open market.
Yeah, he should, and well worth it.
Yeah.
To somebody.
Let's finish up with probably the most exciting fantasy relevant free agent position, running back. Running backs are king in the year 2023. We're back, baby. Running backs.
Love to see it.
Running backs are back. Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, Jamal Williams, Tony Pollard, all over 1,000 yards on the ground, all headed towards free agency. Let's just start at the top of the list. Josh Jacobs, do you think he sticks in Las Vegas or is he out of there?
I think he's out.
Kind of.
And I think Jacobs goes do it outside of Barkley. He's probably going to be the second highest paid running back, if I were to bet.
Yeah.
He fits so well in Las Vegas. So I don't know if we're going to see a better fantasy team for it. I really don't.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if there's a situation I like that kind more. Of volume. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know if there's a situation I like more than the Raiders for Josh Jacobs.
He could get more involved in the passing game somewhere because he is a good pass catcher, but I don't know where he's going to get more volume.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know. I don't think that one's going to be – could work out pretty poorly, I think. Saquon, sticking in New York?
I heard he turned down $12 million a year, which
– I saw something that said he wanted 16, right? Like the McCaffrey deal.
Buddy, that's a lot of money.
Okay. It is a lot of money.
That's a lot. I mean, he was awesome this year.
And I would totally understand if the Giants said, we can't spend that much money on a running back, whatever. It's a, you know, positional value. We could replace it. But we know all the arguments. But I think he would get close to that on the open market. Like, I think somebody would pay Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey money.
Probably, but man, he's so good for what he does.
So good.
And I, honestly, I know he gets, like, similar to Jacobs, like, he has a ton of volume there. No reason to, like, find more. But you know what? If Barkley's on your team, you have to force him the ball.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to demand Tajay's.
I hope for both parties that they figure out a way to keep him in New York. I think keep him there. Keep him and Jones there. Keep building what you're building. Don't take pieces away.
You know, I just pop back to Jacobs in my mind. You know what would be a bad landing spot for him? Tampa, if Brady stayed. He could be what Fournette used to be. So they could actually have a run game and play action off of it.
But it would make me so sad for Rashad White.
Yeah, you know he ain't going to get the full workload. It might kill Rashad White, honestly, but in reality, it makes a lot of sense.
Right? It does. Yeah, it does.
Sorry, Rashad. We love you.
In a weird way, it almost feels like Jacobs and Barkley, like the two biggest names on the list, might have like the most likely chances of leaving.
Yeah.
Because as I'm reading down it, like, I feel like I could see Miles Sanders sticking in Philly. Jamal Williams, I could see sticking in Detroit. I feel like he's perfect there. Yeah,
that fan base loves him.
Yeah,
they're idiots if they let him go.
Yeah, he wants to be there, and I think they got a good thing going. And honestly, like, especially since he unfortunately just got hurt, I kind of come around to thinking that Tony Pollard sticks in Dallas, and I was leaning that way even before he got injured. And just that they would figure out a way to keep both him and Zeke. They've got a decent thing going there where they can just run them both. And I think the injury, unfortunately, he got injured. I think that probably helps reinforce that a little bit. What do you think?
I can see that. And the fact that Zeke said he'd take a pay cut recently.
Makes it feel kind of like, okay, probably gonna figure that out there. Yeah. I will still be all in on Tony Pollard, though.
I know you are.
For the record.
And there's better landing spots for him.
Yeah.
Imagine if he went to Arizona. I mean, James Conner's still there. Yeah. Who cares? But can you imagine the lanes he'd have running a zone read with Kyler? Dude, there's some really fun teams he could land on.
Yeah.
Buffalo is a hot topic with everything for running back because they can't run the ball. Any running backs you think realistically who you like to go there?
I don't know if, like, I know there'll be a ton of talk like, oh, Buffalo should draft a guy in the first round. They should draft Bijan. They should draft Gibbs. Yeah, like I don't know, man. I honestly think that you have to use James Cook more. And I think, you know, if you want to pair a guy with him in free agency, fine. But I think it's way more important for the Buffalo Bills to find a second wide receiver right now than it is to go spend out lavishly on a running back.
Does that mean Gabriel Davis is not good enough to be a second receiver?
The jury is out, you know.
Does that mean Gabriel Davis is...
We're still crunching the numbers.
A tad bit overweight.
We're still crunching the numbers. But I don't think you can go into 2023. The thing about Buffalo is, like, everybody thought they were a Super Bowl favorite, right? And it's weird to say, but it kind of feels like a disappointment to not even make it to the AFC Championship game. Like, you can't run it back. Like, Diggs is great. Allen's great. I get it. But they got to go add another guy at receiver, whether that's in the draft or they find a way to get creative and trade for another receiver like they did with Diggs.
Not run wide receiver, fantasy wide receiver two, Will Fuller. Or not fantasy wide receiver two, Gabriel Davis.
What if people would probably not be very excited about this because it's not as fun as saying like the Bills should draft Bijan. But what if they, you know, are committed to utilizing James Cook a little more and they add someone in free agency, but that someone in free agency is like David Montgomery or Alexander Mattison?
I'd like that. The name I was thinking of for them is Damian Harris.
That's the other name I was thinking about throwing out there too.
I was like, he's, I think, young.
The three of them.
He's a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or there's another guy that I would be potentially interested in seeing there. Kareem Hunt.
Oh man, Kareem Hunt would be demon.
That could be fun.
Kareem Hunt could be fun. He's super interesting.
He is, because he's 27, but you know, split time with Chubb for two or three years now. Like, I think I could see Kareem Hunt not getting like crazy paid. Not saying that Kareem Hunt's gonna get, you know, $10 million a year or anything like that, but I could see Kareem Hunt finding, you know, a 2 to 3 year deal where he gets, you know, like, I don't know, $7 million, $6 million per year on the open market, something like that.
What if it's like Carolina? Who doesn't really have a running back? I think that's a decent landing spot. They use their backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think that could be a
if they decided to pivot from Deontay Foreman, who's also a free agent, and slide Kareem Hunt in there, I think that's
great.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good spot for Kareem Hunt's fantasy value. The hope has to be, if you've been holding Hunt through the Cleveland years, is that you're finally going to get him back in like a three down roll. Or close to a three down roll. We know he can do it.
Yeah, it's just been so long.
It's been so long. But yeah, their running back is interesting, man.
What about Miami as a landing spot? Because Mostert, who's, I guess, the running back.
Is Jeff Wilson a free agent too?
I'm not sure.
Or no? He might not be.
Jeff Wilson is a free agent, and so is Salvin Ahmed, and so is Miles Dat. Yeah.
Okay, they have their whole backfield's free agents.
All four of their running backs are free agents.
Yeah. Okay, so which of these players do we want to put in Miami?
Oh, the Kareem Hunt one's not even better there. After
Kareem Hunt. Yeah, that might work. I think he'd fit.
He's one who had like seen electric back to. That would be like Tony Pollard there.
Yeah.
Like I said, we want Miles Sanders to say.
What about Rashad Penny?
For his four games he'll play, he'll be good. Nah, I mean, I don't know if he fits that offense. Because it's more like an outside zone running. And he's more...
Oh, God, Pollard would be fun there.
Dude, like, Pollard would be fun there. Obviously, Hunt, I think, would be... All the backs they have were perfect for it. Just not great. They're just... stylistically good for it.
It wouldn't shock me if like they managed to bring back Jeff Wilson and then add somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much of a rush you're in to bring back. Not that he was bad this year or anything, but a 31-year-old Raheem Mostert.
Dude, I can't believe he's 31.
Yeah.
I feel like he's only been around for a couple of years.
I know, because I feel like he gets hurt for like 2 years at a time in between.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like there's a few good running backs who can match some good spots.
Yeah, yeah. Outside of the big names, I'm interested to see what happens with Alexander Mattison. Honestly, that's the one name that I feel like I've been waiting for a few years. Where it's like he's always kind of popped in the relief duty of Cook. So dude, I wonder if he finds a real role.
Whoever takes his spot behind Cook. Is going to be a really good pickup for fantasy.
Yeah. That is absolutely true. Any last quick thoughts on running back or the free agent class as a whole before we skedaddle on out of here?
It's interesting Jared McKinnon's a free agent.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's super relevant right now. But he should stay, right?
Kansas City is going to bring him back. They got to. Yeah. I feel like that's a perfect... perfect scenario of he is worth more to them than he will be to anybody else.
Agreed.
So He should stay there. He should stay there. And then I hope they draft a running back anyway, just so you tilt.
I ain't gonna tell. Oh, I draft him every year, but I only draft him redraft.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Dynasty Big Board. Thank you for listening to the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. We're gonna be back with more of the show next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends on the Devi Big Board. And we will talk to you guys later.
Later, Tater.